This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It is the Monday night edition. We're kicking off hour number one of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Once again, that number, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can also visit us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, bunches of stuff to talk about, including how government has failed the access test. They're supposed to give you access to certain information if you ask for it, and they don't. We'll give you the details there. Plus, some brilliant university guy has proposed a tax on workaholism, on working too much. We'll explain that to you. And one of our listeners has actually figured out how long it might take if you wanted to go and read all of the federal laws. Because we talked about this over the weekend, ignorance of the law is no excuse, right? So how long would it take for you to, well, become less ignorant? We'll give you that answer. California's looking at outlawing private health insurance, which is total insanity. Torgo, you want to tell us about how apparently somebody in government wants to make it illegal to report on government surveillance?
Something along those lines,
right.
Yeah.
And, of course, your calls as well, whatever you want to bring up, 1-800-259-9231. But actually, I want to start things out with by saying hello to some jurors, potential jurors that might be listening to the show tonight. Apparently, I think it was your girlfriend.
Yes.
Do you want to tell the story here?
I don't know that there's much of, I don't know there's much of a story to tell. She received a letter in the mail saying that she needs to, that she may need to appear for jury duty.
Right.
And the way it works, and this is in Tampa, which is about an hour from where we're at.
Okay.
And the way this works is she has to call this automated number to find out whether or not she has to report the next morning for jury duty. And if it turns out she doesn't have to report, then they give her another date. The recording gives her the date that she has to try calling back again.
Okay.
And she has to keep calling back as many times as they tell her for the course of a month.
Gotcha.
So last night she found out that she had to report to Tampa this morning at 7:15.
Right.
Oh, my.
And I haven't heard anything since then.
Oh, well, then I have heard something. Because what I was told is that she appeared for jury duty, and like, there's this questionnaire that they give you, usually whenever you go to jury duty, asking you all kinds of personal information, where you work, where did you work before that, all kinds of different things. And so she put down that she had been a talk show host, because she used to work on this show. Her name's Melissa, and she's still on our About the Host page at freetalklive.com if you want to go read about her. But she put down Free Talk Live, and apparently one of the, I guess the judge or somebody who was there asked her to plug the show. So she was able to get up in front of the entire room full of potential jurors, apparently, and plug Free Talk Live.
That's awesome.
Apparently a number of them pledged to actually listen to the show tonight. So I just wanted to say hello and welcome to the program. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. And since you are potential jurors, and all of you out there listening, every one of you at some point, if you've got a driver's license in your state, could very well be called for jury duty. In some states, it's only if you're registered to vote, but most adults are eligible for this. And I think it's important to let you know about jury nullification, which is one of our favorite things to discuss here on Free Talk Live. If you're on a jury, when the judge tells you that you have to judge the case based on the law and the facts presented, he's not being entirely honest. There's one other aspect to jury duty that they just don't tell you about these days, and that's jury nullification. What is it, Manwich?
Well, they used to say this all the time, prior to, say, 50 years ago. As a matter of fact, that's how prohibition was run out. Juries just wouldn't convict people for drinking. They just decided we're
not going to do it. But it was against the law.
It was against the law.
Having alcohol, producing alcohol, distributing alcohol was all against the law, but yet the juries would not convict.
Right, because they didn't believe in the law. So juries not only judge by the law, but they judge the law itself.
Exactly. That's
so
what jury nullification
is. If you don't
is.
Think a law is fair, I mean, you know, clearly everybody thinks murder is fair, but not everybody thinks that, say, marijuana is something that should be illegal, especially for medical cases. Not everybody thinks that gambling, you know, unless the government's doing it, of course,
right.
Not that gambling should be illegal. So, you know, just keep that in mind. You're not there just to judge the person. You're there to judge the law.
So if you're sitting on a jury and you disagree with the law itself, it doesn't matter how much evidence they presented that the person broke the law. If you don't like the law, vote not guilty. That's your, it is your role as a juror. It's still legitimate. They just don't talk about it. So I just wanted to share that with any potential jurors that might have been listening.
I think that the judges have just, their heads have gotten so big now. You know, oh, well, what we say, you know, these laws are the most important thing.
Oh, I think it's, I think there's two options. I think you've got a set of judges that probably never even really taught about jury nullification. I mean, isn't it possible that in law school that they've just sort of pushed that off of the list of things that they discuss?
I'm sure.
And so they're just keeping the judges as ignorant as they are keeping the juries ignorant? Certainly possible. And it, there is, of course, the possibility that a judge does know about jury nullification and just doesn't want to talk about it. That's the other option.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about jury nullification, 800-259-9231, especially if you've had the opportunity to utilize it, if you've done it successfully, because it's tricky, because you're not supposed to reveal the fact that you're nullifying. So if you're in a deliberations with the other jurors, you're not supposed to tell them that you're nullifying because they might throw the case out.
Right.
They might call a mistrial on that.
Well, how can they call a mistrial on that if you voting not guilty because you don't agree with the law is a perfectly valid move on your part?
You'll have to go to FIJA.org, Fully Informed Jury Association.
It's FIJA.
.org, and read about it. I don't know exactly what the process is, but you can basically chalk it up to they'll do whatever they want. They have the guns and the robes and the uniforms.
I see.
So they just pretty much get away with doing that sort of thing. If after the fact,
I mean, really, isn't it wrong in the land of the free to tell me, you know, I don't smoke marijuana, but if I end up on a jury and I don't think that people should be convicted of, possessing marijuana. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's right. Isn't it wrong to tell me that I have to judge based on that?
I think that is wrong.
I mean, it's pretty bad that they tell me I have to be there at 7:15 in the morning already.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't want to be. I'm asleep at 7:15 in the morning.
Right.
So it's bad enough they tell me where I have to be, but what I have to do. I mean, am I just supposed to dig a hole for you people? Am I your slave labor?
Mm,
no.
Well...
This is a country by the people.
Yes,
and jury nullification is the final check in that whole system.
Right. It's essentially the fourth branch of government. You're temporarily, for that morning, for that day, for that time that you're on that jury, you're temporarily the fourth branch of government at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And just a point of clarification, Torgo, if you manage to get that not guilty vote through... And the jury reads its verdict to the judge, and the case is done and over with. And then you go up to the judge and say, "Hey, buddy, just wanted to let you know I nullified that verdict." Then they can't do anything. At that point, they can't bring the case back and throw it out or anything like that.
They'll find something to do if you go up to the judge and say, "Hey, buddy." I'm sorry, if you just address a judge as,
"Hey, buddy."
Buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. You know, I don't know.
Hey, ace.
I don't think that'll go very well.
Home slice.
Yo, what up, J-Dog?
1-800-259-9231. All right, let's jump into a quick email here. FTL at freetalklive.com. Corey emails, "Hey, Ian, did you and Manwich ever use your metallic bill of rights when you went through airport security? You never told us how that went." We went to Washington, D.C. for the Talk Radio Seminar, a talk industry convention, and we brought along our Bill of Rights Security Edition. Now, it's a little... It's a little card, probably about, 3.5 inches by maybe 2.5 inches.
Yeah.
It fits inside your shirt pocket, and it's made out of metal. And the idea is you're supposed to walk through the security checkpoint and have the beeping go off and have them wand you, for instance, and that's when you pull out the card from your pocket and say, "Oh, it's my Bill of Rights. Here, you can have that." It's supposed to be kind of cute, I suppose. You're making a point.
Right. And now, you did much better at this than I did. They said take everything out of your pockets. I took everything out of my pockets. I laid my Bill of Rights, right there on top so they could look at it.
You didn't say anything, though.
I didn't leave it in, which I guess is, in retrospect, as I was going through, I was like, "Oh, maybe I should have kept it in my pocket." And then I got blown by the air machine, and it was all over for me at that point. I was completely disoriented.
Well, when I did it, they did wand me, and I did pull out the Bill of Rights, and I said what I was supposed to say, and the guy just totally ignored it. I mean, he didn't say anything.
Man, which is so smooth.
So, nothing happened, Corey. There's your answer. 800-259-9231. More on the way. Government fails the access test. We'll tell you all about that, how apparently you just can't get information out of these people. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
for months now.
And now a word about the incredible health benefits of Demango.
The functional health beverage made from the whole GCN juice of mangosteen.
What you probably didn't know is that Demango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like the Capri Sun, Chloe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
For 11 months, we give you over 11 months for free at freetalklive.com. And despite that, archives to listen to.
He'd listen to them all.
Good Lord.
Yeah. He must have through 11 months of this show.
He loves him some Torgo.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so go get the archives, freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
All right, so some news from here in the Sunshine State of Florida, and this can apply anywhere. If you actually were to go and do the test that they did, I'm sure you'd probably get similar results. Here's what happened. For the second time in 3 years, according to the HeraldTribune.com, a statewide audit by news organizations revealed that Florida's local government agencies consistently fail to provide citizens with unfettered access to public records. Overall, 42% of the 220 local agencies that were audited violated the state's public records laws. Now, how many of those 42% do you think are actually going to see some trouble based on their violation of the laws?
Maybe 0.42%.
Yeah, none. Exactly. I would guess zero. And by the way, they also failed to a similar amount back in 2004. So 2 years ago, they failed. 43% of the agencies failed. So it could be claimed that they're improving. However, 1% is statistically insignificant. During a week in February, audit volunteers posing as regular citizens fanned out across the state to ask for records that are unquestionably open to the public. They requested emails from city and county and school district officials and a log showing the calls that had come into law enforcement offices. If the state agencies were adhering to the Constitution, the state's Constitution, that is, the records should have been handed over with no fuss. Courts have determined that government agencies must protect a citizen's right to remain anonymous when making record requests. So I don't think this is a Freedom of Information Act kind of thing. That's a federal government level law, but at least... from what I can tell, in many states, there are laws and constitutional provisions that say that, you know, government should be open. If it is indeed government of the people and by the people, then shouldn't the people be able to access the records, for instance?
It does seem like they should to me.
Well, apparently, in many cases, volunteers faced suspicious bureaucrats who said the records could only be released in exchange for a name, a sufficient reason, or a written request. Other agencies simply refuse outright to provide the documents.
No.
Yeah. No, you can't have them. I'm sorry.
At the city, well, it would mean work. I mean, that's probably the main reason why they're refusing. They're not necessarily trying to obstruct you because they're mean. I think it's just that they just don't want to actually go and gather the documents. They don't want to get up from their chair, stop the solitaire game, and go and get the records.
Can you see I'm eating here? If I get up and get you these documents, by the time I get back, all the pineapple juice would have watered down my cottage cheese, and we don't want that.
At the City of Miami Police Department, a desk clerk incorrectly told the auditor that he needed a subpoena to look at the log of calls to which police officers had responded recently. Contacted after the audit, a spokesman for the department said the clerk should have complied with the request and referred the question to someone else. Or referred the question to someone else. Here they are, the top bureaucrats are beginning to make excuses for their lower-level offenders, and they're saying that, one of the cops says, that's unfortunate that it happened, and it shouldn't have happened, and we hope that it doesn't happen again. A spokesman for the governor's office wants to see local governments comply with the open records law, but it doesn't have the authority to force them to do so. So even though it's in the law, the government itself is claiming, well, we can't do anything about this.
Aren't they the executive branch and it's their job to enforce the law?
How do they have the ability to put the law on the books but not have the ability to enforce said law?
Well, they can't enforce it against their own government agencies. Probably because of sovereign immunity. Because government agencies, government employees, are very rarely brought up on any sort of charges. They're pretty much immune.
But that's not from a legal standpoint. They can be brought up on charges. They just aren't. They're just as susceptible to being brought up on charges as anyone else if they're not complying with a law.
Here's another excuse that they made. Pat Gleason, the assistant to the attorney general, says, well, Florida remains ahead of other states when it comes to open records. So apparently the 42% of agencies that refuse to respond to these requests, we're doing better than those other states out there. Apparently it's worse in your state, possibly, according to this particular bureaucrat. And the excuses continued. However, as the Herald Tribune points out, One more excuse. One of their spokespeople, there's always room for improvement, but by and large, all of the agencies are doing a good job complying with public records requests. He must have missed the fact that it's 42% that did not respond at all.
The 42% miss in a government agency is really, it's rather good. I mean,
oh, you think?
Comparatively. That's not a good goal to strive for, but comparatively.
We're failing just a little bit less than every other state, though.
That's like being the smartest kid with Down syndrome.
Yeah. Here's the interesting news. Officials around the state said the same exact thing 2 years ago when the news organizations disclosed the results of the first audit back in February of 2004. So this audit hadn't happened before 2004. So this year is the second time it has ever occurred. First time it happened, they all said, "Oh, well, we're working hard to improve. We're going to send this down the line. We're going to make improvements, and I'm telling you what, you're going to be all right next time you come in here and do this." Well, they waited 2 years. They came back, and they did it again. And here are the same excuses over and over again.
Well, if you wait 2 more years and do it again, you're going to see the same stuff. Sorry. You know, government's just really bad at responding because it doesn't have any profit motivation. You know, if you tell Walmart, "I'm not going to shop at your store anymore, and I'm going to tell everybody I know that I'm not going to shop at your store anymore," they're at least going to weigh their options. Well, is it worth doing whatever it is that they want?
True. But, although Walmart and private companies, they're certainly not required by law to open their books to you. I mean, you can't necessarily go into Walmart and expect them to give you their list of clients or their list of whatever because they're a private company. In this case, the law says that they're supposed to do these things. These are government agencies. They're supposed to be responsive.
Well, these are, in this particular case, it's a government of the people, supposedly. So they absolutely should be opening their books up to people who want to, I don't know, complain.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be able to complain about our government. I'm sorry.
Well, you can complain. You just can't do anything.
Can't have
about
any facts.
It. Right. No one will take anybody to task over this. All you're going to get are platitudes from the top-level bureaucrats saying, "Oh, it's okay. We'll take care of this. You just wait. We'll handle this. We're going to educate everybody, and next time you come in, it'll all be okay." And then the next time you come in, they do it again, and there's nothing that can be done. The governor's office won't do anything to enforce this.
They can sure figure out how to enforce other laws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're lickety-split on that sort of thing. So in this case, here's
laws that have to do with taking money away from the people. They know how to do that.
This article goes on for 3 more pages. We're not going to get into that. But here's a perfect example of your government totally ignoring its responsibility to do what's in the law, and then saying, there's a law, but we can't do anything about
it. They only obey and enforce the laws that are expedient
to
them.
It's just proof that they do whatever it is that they want. It doesn't matter what you think. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles.
Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners, where we have a brand new Shriner. Her name is Beth, and she has been added to the validated section of the Shrine. However, we've had a demotion occur over the weekend.
Ooh.
We found a usurper in our ranks.
Yes. One of our other Shriners, Zoe from Australia, she actually outed another alleged Shriner. She proved...
Doppelganger.
Yep. She proved that so-called Roxy was a fake. So you can go to the Shrine of Female Listeners at the Hall of and visit the Hall of Shame to see her picture now.
The girls are embroiled in a full-fledged catfight over who gets to be a validated Shriner.
As it should be. And, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners is a page on our website dedicated to the ladies that listen to the show that have sent us their photo, and it's a validated photo, which means that they prove that they listen to the show in the picture. Get the details at freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, is working too much going to be taxed? That's what one university brilliant scholar has to say. He thinks that workaholism is dangerous and that we should put a tax on it to encourage people to work less.
These are just the weather vane, the canary in the mine, as it were, for what's going to happen in 10 years.
We'll get to it. We're not going to talk about it now, man. It's coming up. But right now, is talking about government surveillance going to be made illegal? What's up, Torgo? What's happening here?
Well, this story from the Washington Post. Reporters who write about government surveillance could be prosecuted under proposed legislation that would solidify the administration's eavesdropping authority.
Wow.
These are the kind of laws we need.
Yeah, exactly. An aide to the bill's chief author said that that's not the intention of the legislation.
Oh.
No, right.
Well, actually, that kind of reminds me of what we talked about Saturday night, where there was a new law in Calabasas, California, where... one of the guys from Reason magazine emailed the guy that created the law and said, you're going to be charging people with misdemeanor offenses for smoking cigarettes outside? And the guy wrote back and he said, well, that's not the intention of the law. We're going to be giving you infractions, and that's not even really the intention. Where in the law, it actually says that it's a misdemeanor, and they have the option to make it an infraction. So he's claiming that they're going to be nice and just give people infractions, when in fact the law itself says something totally different. So here you go, same thing.
All right, well, a senior policy advisor to the bill's chief author says, it in no way applies to reporters in any way, shape, or form. If a technical fix is necessary, it will be made. Meaning, the way the bill is worded right now, it absolutely applies to reporters.
Right.
But now they're getting caught, and he's backpedaling a little bit.
And we promise we're going to make a change before it gets passed. Of course, that's not going to be a guarantee.
No, not at all. The Associated Press obtained a copy of the draft of the legislation, which could be introduced as soon as next week.
Wow.
The draft would add to the criminal penalties for anyone who intentionally discloses information identifying or describing the Bush administration's terrorist surveillance program or any other eavesdropping program conducted under a 1978 surveillance law. So anyone who intentionally reveals any information about active government surveillance can be prosecuted.
With what? Was it a felony? Did it say what the charge was?
Under the boosted penalties, those found guilty could face fines of up to $1 million.
Whoa. Crap!
15 years in prison?
That sounds like a felony to me.
Or both.
Oh my gosh. Federal prison for talking about federal surveillance.
So if they throw the book at you, it's $1 million and 15 years in prison.
Right.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And currently, the law applies to anyone. That's the wording of the bill. Anyone who intentionally discloses information identifying or describing current active surveillance.
So are they saying that they're going to modify it to be only government employees?
They're going to modify it so that it doesn't apply to reporters.
Right. Now, that's just what they're claiming. They say they're going to modify it. That doesn't mean they're actually going to. So therefore, if it's you and I mean, do we count as reporters because we have a radio show?
I don't think so. I would think we do it by their definition.
You think?
No. I'm not sure. That depends.
So if you're a reporter, you'll have an exclusion. But if you're just Joe Blow citizen, and you go around telling people that maybe you're being surveilled by the government or that you've stumbled across some sort of surveillance program. I don't know how that would happen, but if you were to come out with that information, you'd be facing years in prison and $1 million fine.
Well, here's some even worse things about it. Kate Martin, director of the Center for National Security Studies, said the measure is broader than any existing laws. She said, for example, the language of the bill does not specify that the information that's revealed has to be information that is harmful to national security or classified information.
Just
any old information about surveillance.
Wow. So if you spot a van full of federal agents down the street and you tell somebody about it, then you violated this law.
$1 million, 15 years.
The bill would make it a crime to tell the American people that the president is breaking the law, and the bill could make it a crime for the newspapers to publish that fact.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Well, I hope this bill doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, well, I can't say I got my hopes up as far as it not passing, because it seems like legislation like this is hot stuff these days. It's bipartisan, and people support this.
Well, it doesn't really bipartisan doesn't really matter much these days, considering it's a Republican House, Republican Senate, and Republican White House.
Very disturbing. And, of course, if this does go through,
Specifically, what the proposed purpose of this bill is, right now, it's illegal for someone to reveal classified information about surveillance to an unauthorized individual. For example, if a government official told a reporter what that government official did was illegal.
Right, because it's in the government.
But it wouldn't be illegal for that reporter to then pass the information on.
Right, so now it would be.
Yeah, so their goal is to expand it so that if you receive that information from someone inside, you can't pass it on.
Right, and then, of course, this is coming up because they were so angry that the NSA plot, the NSA surveillance stuff got out. And thank goodness it finally did, because they were promising up and down that, you have to go through a court. You have to go through a court to get surveillance orders, when in fact they weren't even bothering with the secret court. And now they're going to possibly outlaw even talking about this. Who could possibly, if this goes through, what conservative, so-called conservative on the air, could possibly look at this and say that we live in a free country and that we still have a freedom of speech in America? Who could possibly say that?
I think the only one dumb enough is Savage.
Hannity might.
Maybe.
Yeah, Hannity will do anything.
He's enough of a weaselly shill for the government. Yeah. He'll probably say whatever it is they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Your thoughts on this, 800-259-9231. If there's anybody out there that thinks this is a peachy idea, obviously we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. I'm just stunned by this, and I really don't even know where to go with it.
I mean, police state keeps on popping up in my mind.
Yeah, I would want to do whatever it took to violate it, but then again, I don't know anything about the federal surveillance, so I could. I mean, what if we made it up? What if we made up information? What if we just got on the air and started fabricating information about federal surveillance? How would they feel about that? I would presume that would have violated as well, regardless of whether it's true or not.
Well, maybe if we hit on something that was real, you know. We just keep making stuff up until we hit on one that brings the feds.
Maybe so.
Well, I think, I don't know. We're a pretty small organization compared to some of the big newsies out there.
You know, man, which, I mean, you say that, but there's Talkers Magazine, right? Talkers Magazine, which is the radio industry publication where all the program directors and the general managers of radio stations read this thing. From time to time, they show pictures in Talkers Magazine of political types reading Talkers, like Karl Rove and Donald Rumsfeld and Hillary Clinton, they've all been photographed. It was probably just a cheesy photo op. They're probably not actually reading talkers, but nonetheless, I mean, we are running half-page ads in this magazine, so it's possible that somebody in D.C. is aware of us.
That's true. Maybe our next talker's ad should say, find out about surveillance in your area.
Half our podcast listeners are fibbies.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Will workaholism be taxed if you work too much? Will they tax you? They're talking about it. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the details coming up.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 90,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting. Serious issues, you'll find them. You'll also find fun stuff and everything in between at the bulletin board system. Go directly to it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Coming up, somebody, some brilliant guy at a university is proposing a new tax for workaholics. We'll give you the details, but first we need to go to the phones to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo in Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, George.
Hey, George.
A few days ago you were talking about push-pulling, but the marijuana thing, how the drug czar is doing that in Nevada, it is?
Yeah, what's going on is in Nevada, the anti-drug or the pro-drug war people, the anti-marijuana people, are push-pulling, and this is a term that describes where they have an
push polling, not push pulling.
Correct. Where they have an automated guy call up people's phone numbers, and when they answer the phone, they're presented with a poll, which is full of misinformation. I guess that's why they call it push polling. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's how Bush got the nomination in 2000 for the Republican Party.
Really?
Yeah, basically in South Carolina, his buddies were pretty much calling a bunch of random people going, hey, would you vote for John McCain if you found out that he has an illegitimate black child? And something like that. And with South Carolina being like the most right-wing state of them all and a big GOP state for their primaries, mm-hmm. right there, that's how a lot of people actually thought that McCain had an affair and an illegitimate child. And
I see.
Yeah.
So this is an old trick, just calling up people and lying about your opponent or lying about the other people on the other side of an issue.
Yeah, pretty much. Right there, it's not laying there because you were like, this seems new to me. Like, that ain't new at all.
Yeah, good information.
That's an amazing concept because it's like lying about someone without actually lying about them. It's just saying, if he did this, would you vote for John McCain if you found out that he scratched out the word God on all of his money with a black magic marker?
Well, actually, in the case of what we talked about on Saturday, it wasn't an if. It was just an out-and-out lie. They said, well, there's a provision on the ballot that's going to legalize marijuana and put it into grocery stores, which is a lie. So they were just lying. Anyway, George, what else is on your mind?
Before I get off the air, I was wondering another thing on neighborhood associations. I was just wondering, how did they come about and what gives them the right to tell me what to do with my property?
Well, it's simple,
in the
George.
First place.
It's simple.
Huh?
People formed them because they wanted to all have an agreement with one another over how each other's property would be maintained and taken care of and what would be allowed on it and that sort of thing and what color their houses could be.
If you were the first one to move into your neighborhood, though, for example, would you grandfather out if you don't want to be part of that?
I don't know.
Usually, these are the neighborhood associations. The rules are put in place before as the neighborhood's being built. You know, that's how the deed restricted communities. That's how they're done.
Right. There you go, George. Okay. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. So when the neighborhood's being planned, whoever it is that's behind the effort, the investors or whoever that is, gets to create the low-level rules. And then once people start moving in, then they can take over the homeowners association.
The idea is to keep the property values up.
And what gives them the right to tell you what to do with your property is
you consent.
Exactly. You actively consent because the person who owns the house won't sell it to you unless you sign a contract.
Can't sell it to you unless you sign a contract.
Exactly.
Here's some disturbing news from the University of Michigan. Tax policy may moderate workaholism, just as cigarette taxes can curtail smoking, according to an economist at the University of Michigan. This idiot, Joel Slimrod, says high-income, highly educated people are particularly likely to suffer from workaholism with regard to deciding when to retire, going cold turkey on their addictive behavior. Workaholism, he says, has been linked to a variety of health problems, including exhaustion, stress, and high blood pressure.
Hold on. An economist? It seems like an odd thing for an economist to be talking about.
Well, you can be an economist and not believe in... there are certain different modes of of economism.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's talking about health issues. Economists don't study health issues.
Well, he says, unlike cigarette tax, and it can take an emotional and mental toll on the worker's family. Unlike cigarette excise taxes, which are highly regressive, as in those with lower incomes paying a greater proportion of income in taxes, the appropriate corrective policy for workaholics, if they pass a law, it'll make workaholics stop working as much, right?
Uh-huh.
Who tend to make more money, might involve a more progressive income tax burden than otherwise, according to this idiot. Using data from their retirement history survey and the panel of study of income dynamics, Slimrod and his colleague at the University of Texas found that workers with more education are less likely to follow through with their intended plans to retire. In fact, each additional year of schooling reduces the likelihood of being fully or partly retired by about as much as one-third of a year's increase in the planned age of retirement. So, if you've been to school, they're saying you're less likely to retire on time.
Well, they have to work a couple of years to pay off each year of school.
Good point.
That makes sense.
He says the results suggest that certain more educated and higher income respondents simply cannot help themselves. They express an expectation of retirement, but when the time comes, they are less likely to be retired.
So what? That's how they want to live their lives.
So here you go, kids. Drop out of school, work part-time. You're set for life.
Well, that's actually what they're talking about in this study, that they're saying that if you work too much, you have a problem. You shouldn't work more than the average amount of hours per week, or otherwise you're sick. That's what they're claiming.
You've got a disease.
You need to be taxed to stop this kind of behavior.
I knew you had issues, Ian.
I'm definitely a workaholic. 800-259-9231, so this hits home. We'll discuss this more. 800-259-9231. Do you work too much? Can you work too much? This is your show. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Men with
you. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you, well, virtually everything for free on our website, the bulletin board system, archives, the wiki, and more. If you want to voluntarily support the show, go shopping with us. We've got a little partnership with Amazon.com, the largest internet retailer of virtually everything. If you can think of a department store category, they've got it and more at Amazon.com. But don't go directly to their site. Enter through our site. Here's how you do it. You go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. That'll take you over to their main site. And then at that point, anything that you order, we get a percentage of. It's that simple. You're going to do the shopping anyway. Shop through our site.
And the prices aren't going to go down if you go straight to Amazon.
No, they're not. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. All right. This is so amazing to me. This article from the University of Michigan is pointing out how clueless the people in the world of academia are. The people who live in this little shell of the school world, They just don't understand what it's like to be in the real world and work for a living and actually have to pay bills.
Yeah, where you don't have students to do your work for you. You know, a lot of these professors have student instructors who just teach their classes for them.
Yeah. Well, according to these academic morons, according to the study that they've done, workaholics misjudge the benefits and costs of working more hours in their careers and working beyond their intended retirement date. Moreover, workaholics acquire their addiction early in their careers. They claim that while their results are consistent with addictive behavior, something else might be going on. And here's their other claim. An alternative cause may be that people develop apparent workaholic behavior because they develop addictions to the consumer goods whose increased purchase is made possible by the fruits of their work. So, man, what you know me, I work a lot.
Yes.
Do I go out and splurge on consumer goods? Am I addicted to consumer goods?
You are addicted to saving your money.
Yes.
Yes. Like, it pains you to spend money. It's actually a physical pain for you to spend money.
It is. And so I think I would qualify myself as a workaholic. Whenever when I wake up till when I go to sleep, I'm pretty much working for Free Talk Live. The purpose is not so I can acquire a bunch of consumer goods. The purpose is so I could have a successful radio show and maybe have a nice life later on down the line. I mean, it's
later on when you can purchase a whole bunch of consumer goods.
Not necessarily purchase consumer goods.
Now, why do you continually save your money? What do you plan to do with it later?
Well, I'm reinvested in the future.
I'm a miser.
It's being reinvested. A lot of my money is being reinvested right now into the show.
Yes, I understand that, but you have a goal here. What is your goal with them? I'm like, it's being reinvested towards something. What is that something? You say,
to be the number one talk show in America.
He's reeling right now. He has no idea. It's like, I save money because I save money. What I'm supposed to save money.
Well, having savings,
freedom.
Having savings allows you to take care of things in an emergency.
I understand that.
Having savings allows you to invest in things in the future to make more money to save.
So that then you can take that and make more money to save, and then all of a sudden numbers keep getting bigger. It's like a happy little math game that he plays.
And at some point, once you have enough money in savings and you've got enough investments, then you can live off of your investments, and it's not necessary to be concerned at that point about where the next bills are going to be paid.
I see. You know, what qualifies as work, really? I mean, answering... Ian doesn't do a lot of heavy manual labor in his job. He could probably do this job well into his 70s.
Yeah.
So, and having a job is good for old people.
But these people think it's a disease. They think it's a disease, and they want you to stop working at a certain point. They want you to just cut back. You're doing too much. And I think it's silly. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, California wants to outlaw.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You get